Ah, excellent. You're finally awake. And I thought you were going to sleep for another 100 years. Oh, not that you actually slept for 100 years. It's only been about 2 weeks. Unfortunately, we need a CEO to run this business, and you're the one that was left in charge. I am Violet, your new aide. I was told to be your new aide by the former CEO. Yes, your old boss. Are you feeling okay? You seem... Of course you seem pale. Sorry. I'm freshly turned myself, so I still have humanisms, as we call it, apparently. So, do you feel okay? Anything hurt? Anything stiff? Do you need to stretch anything? No? No, everything seems okay so far? Okay, well, I'll be running you through, if you want to call it that, vampire orientation. I used to work in HR, so the CEO, former CEO, used to dump this sort of thing on me. And as the new CEO, she, again, told me to be your aide for this, at the very least. Oh, did she turn me as well? No, it was actually the former head of HR, and that's a sensitive subject. She was kind of a bee, and I think she kind of did it because I'm a vegan, and it's like, ha-ha, now you have to drink animal blood, and I just, it just, let's not go there. Anyway, I've brought quite a few blood samples with me. I know it can be disturbing, but it's something you're going to have to live with now, and the sooner you find your taste, the easier it's going to be to figure out what you like later in your unlife. I've also brought some test subjects with me to figure out what your new powers are as a vampire, and to try and teach you the basics, because some of us did not take too well to them, and hopefully you do, because as CEO, you have big shoes to fill. After all, she founded this company, and Yeah. So, where do you want to start? Of course, you're quite thirsty, and you think I look quite delicious. How about we start with some of the samples instead of going straight to drinking from your employees? Thank you. This first one is from a workaholic. It should. The former CEO seemed to enjoy that type of person quite well. The profile is printed on the front of the bag if you want to read it. You enjoy it? But it doesn't quite meet your needs? Well, the next one is, I hesitated to bring this one, but the council likes to put things like this in there. This one is a homeless drug addict. Easiest way for them to make money is to donate blood, sell blood, etc. And a lot of higher-up vampires seem to enjoy that one. Definitely not your taste. Okay, good to know. So we need to get something closer to the other end of the spectrum. Then perhaps if I recommend this one, more haughty, hardworking, but also a bit... it's from someone that likes to work hard, but also delegate. A leader type, if you will. Ah, that's closer to your tastes, then. No, it's not my blood. We'll get to that in a moment, but perhaps. I think that should be good enough to refine where we are on your tastes. Shall we move on to at least the minimum acknowledgement of your new powers? Could you hold this cup of tea, please? And you instantly shatter it. Thank you. Yes, you do have a vampire strength, and you know how to use it. You're going to have to learn how to temper that. You will have to learn how to not grip everything with your full strength, like you, or most of it, like you did as a human. Here's another cup of tea. Please try not to. There you go. Gently. There. And you broke that one too. Okay, let's try a third time. Gently. Gently. Okay, you're holding it. Okay. No, you don't have to take a sip. I know it smells horrible. It's just normal black tea. That's what normal food will smell like to you now. Yeah. That's just straight out of a normal bottle of tea. I didn't get it straight out of a vending machine. Seriously. It's not expired, no. And you broke that cup too. Okay. Intentionally, though. So, we're making progress. Okay. Now, one of the other basic skills of vampires is charm. No, it doesn't work on me. I'm a vampire. Recently turned, yes, but I'm also a vampire, so it should not work on me. So, I have here a lab rat, and we can test on it. We can work through it together. Now, if you just look into its eyes and just impose your will on it, it should just do whatever you want it to. It's more psychic than anything. And you've caused it to have a heart attack. And it's dead. Okay. That was the only rat that I brought. Well, it seems that you've inherited the royal vampire bloodline of the one that turned you. So that's a little frightening. Quite frightening, in fact. And how did I know that you were going to revive today? Our former CEO said that it would take about 2 weeks. That was standard for her, and I believed her, and I've been watching you every day, and you started to twitch about a few hours ago, and I prepared all this stuff for your awakening. And lo and behold, as soon as the sun set, here you are. Some of the powers she had that you might have, well, besides the two we just investigated, she was quite charismatic. She could turn into various animals, she could hide in shadows. Sometimes I swear that she could just vanish and reappear elsewhere in the building. It's like this building was part of her, or she was a part of it, and I'm not even sure where that ended. Sometimes I thought she could just teleport between here and home. I would be talking to her on the phone. I knew she was at home, and then she would be here. I don't even know how that works. And sometimes she would be able to control other vampires, and I think that's the noble lineage that she had. I'm not sure how that works either. You might have to talk about that to the council if you ever get an audience. Also, the normal things like super fast regeneration, immunity to all sorts of things, the usual things. She also mentioned that one power she rarely used was that if she drank from a vampire that had a unique ability, a bloodline ability, that she could use that ability for a short period of time. I don't know any specifics on it, but that seemed a little overpowered, and it weirded me out a little. My abilities. I can actually preserve things. I can create cold. Like, keep drinks cold. I know it's not much, but I'm kind of proud of it. You know, being the first that I know of vampire in my line. I think it's kind of cool. Pun intended. Okay, yes, I am kind of warming up to you a bit. I think most of our official stuff is out of the way, and I do look forward to working with you in the future. You had a unique quality as a human. I find that hard to believe. Okay, tell me what this unique quality was. Oh, I have to find out for myself, do I? Oh, and I'm going to find out for myself. Do I have to talk to HR about this and get approval for anything? Okay, so we're going to keep this between the two of us. Sir, are you coming on to me? Because I have to warn you, I'm known as the Ice Queen of HR. And yet, yes, you're right, I do find myself drawn towards you. That might be because of your bloodline abilities. I do enjoy a good bit of research. Perhaps we could research this a bit. After all, we do have to find out the extent of your powers. And what better way to do that than with a bit of research? And I am a good research subject. I do have pretty good regeneration. Yeah, that's true. You do need to know the limits and capabilities of your powers as they stand. Especially having just woken up. Okay, then in that case, since we don't even know what kind of charm you have, go ahead, try and use it on me. Oh, you suddenly look a lot different. Oh. Well then. I don't know what it is about you. Your charm ability is quite powerful to be able to affect the perceptions of even a relatively recently turned vampire, especially one that's... Oh, sir. I think I might be melting. No, I need to brush this off. I need to shake this off. Oh. Okay, you stopped using it? Okay. That was rather intense. You use that on anyone. You could have anything you want. And I think you could affect the minds of possibly even any vampire in this building. Wow. What was the other thing you wanted to try? Oh, wow. That's an intense feeling. What is that? The power you had as a human, whatever it was. You tell me more about that, and I think I'm going to, I think I'm going to take your pants off. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. If you have that ability as a human, I guarantee it's over the top now. And I think I can identify it. Pheromones. Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's gonna need a cap on it. And I think I know one of the reasons why the CEO got in trouble, and I'm pretty sure I know what I'm gonna get in trouble with. Yeah. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a taste. Oh. Oh, you are the best thing I have ever tasted. And I have eaten a lot of things in my life. I would give up being vegan for you if I were still human. Oh, yes, sir. I don't care how big you are, but I can barely fit you in my mouth. If you had even a hundredth of this power before as human, no wonder the CEO made you the new CEO. I can't take it anymore. I need you inside of me. Fuck me. Fuck me now. Right here next to your coffin. Right here on the floor. Shove it in me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. Fill me. Yes. Pump into me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, God, yes. I want more of your meat inside of me. Your rock-hard penis. Oh, God, yes, your man meat. Oh, I want to feel it sliding in and out of me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, play with my tits. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, stretch me harder. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. I can't believe how much you stretch me, and how much there is of you, and how hot this is. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck me some more. Oh, yeah. Oh, my name? It's Violet. Oh, yeah. Say my name. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. My master. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh. You want me to bite you? Okay. Oh, I'll bite you if you fuck me harder. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you're delicious, no matter what. Oh, yes. Oh, you're getting bigger. Oh, you're splitting me. Oh, yes. Oh, you're filling me. Oh, yes. I feel you filling me. Oh, so much. Ah, so much jizz. Oh, yes. Fill me. Ah, it's coming out. Yes. Oh, yes. I don't think we can tell anyone about this part of the testing, but I'm gonna have to report on the rest of it. I'll just say that everything went successfully. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that might be for the best. I drank some of your blood. Do you want some of mine? It's only fair. Oh, thank you. I'm gonna have to clean you up, aren't I? Absolutely. Is divine the right word? Because I want to say divine. If someone could fall in love the first time they meet, do you think it could be us?